With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. America's employers added 272,000 jobs in May.
Last month's strong job growth reflected the durability of America's consumer-driven economy. With the nation's households continuing their steady spending, many employers have had to keep hiring to meet their customer demand. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate edged up to a still low 4%, up from 3.9%, ending a 27-month streak of unemployment below 4%. That had to match the longest such run since late 1960s.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, federal prosecutors are wrapping up their gun case against Hunter Biden as the trial enters day five in Delaware. Two more witnesses are expected to bolster the prosecution's case that the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he wasn't, quote, an unlawful user of or addicted to drugs. Seven migrant smuggling suspects have been arrested and 11 migrants are hospitalized after a law enforcement sting near San Antonio. Bexar County Sheriff's Office, Javier Salazar, says the migrants had been in a trailer's secret compartment for 3 hours.
Obviously, not much by way of water, so hence the medical emergencies, the heat-related injuries that we have. Once we verified that there had been people in a trailer, the quick concern for us became, what's their medical condition like?
Salazar's comments were aired on KAENS. Salazar says 26 migrants in all were found at a house in rural South Bexar County. President Biden will speak from Pointe du Hoc today, marking his second trip to the Normandy coast during his visit to France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points. The Nasdaq is off 75. This is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has plans for July.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Republicans have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argued the bill was just a political stunt by Democrats in an election year. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer and other Democrats are trying to spotlight issues they believe can help them win the presidency and keep the Senate in November. A similar vote on ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization could come as soon as next week. This is SRN News. A judge has ordered Steve Bannon to report to prison next month for a contempt of Congress sentence.
Bannon says he'll fight a judge's ruling that he must report to prison by July 1st to serve his four-month sentence for defying a subpoena. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols in Washington granted prosecutors his request to make Bannon begin serving his prison term after a three-judge panel of a federal appeals court upheld his contempt of Congress conviction. But Nichols also made clear Bannon could seek a stay of his order, which could delay his surrender date. Bannon spoke to reporters outside the Washington courthouse.
I've got great lawyers, and we're going to go all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to.
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Artificial intelligence systems like ChatGPT could soon run out of what keeps making them smarter, the tens of trillions of words that people have written and shared online. More details from SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.